Olá. Olá, Brandon. Brandon.
Olaf.
Hi, who is this?
Janiah.
Hi, Janiah. ¿Cómo estás?
Good.
All right, muy bien. We're going to go until 10:55. I'm going to wait maybe a minute or so more just to make sure nobody else is coming on, and then we'll get started.
Okay.
All right. Hello? Okay. Hola, hola, hola. All right, so how are you? ¿Cómo estás?
I gotta see how much clearer
in
I can get him.
Did you say
Janiah? Huh?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? I've been good.
Oh, good. Okay, so ¿cómo se dice en español? I've been good.
Yo... Bien.
Okay. Bien. Bien means good. It refers to being good. Good job. I think some people, other people are here. Henry. Hola, Henry. Now, you know, Henry, unless you just want to do a review, you don't have to. There was an error in the publishing of the times. So it said Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It should have said Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So today is not seventh grade's day. It's actually eighth grade's day. If you can, if you want, you can stay on and do a review. However, it is not required of you. All right, Janiah. So anyway, we're going to get started. I have shared my and we are going to be talking about what we usually eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, I'll first start off with looking at the assignment that was given to you this week. And so, by the way, if you did not do last week's assignments, you have the freedom to turn them in this week. I have given an extension of 1 week. That includes the virtual field trip to McDonald's, as well as the menu project. You can still turn those in to me by the end of this week and get full credit for it. And also for the week, the work for this week, I will allow you to turn it in by the end of not next week, but the week after next, because next week is spring break. But we should be starting on it anyway, even though it's not due, you don't have to turn it in immediately. It's important that you do get started. Okay, So we're going to do our flashcards. We're going to study Spanish food so we can review our food vocabulary. Things like pollo, things like arroz, things like cena, cereal, verduras, frutas, okay? We're going to review that. And then number two, you are going to actually study these and then actually do translation assignments. So the first one is que comes normalmente. What do you normally eat? It gives you an example how to respond. You are to respond in like manner. We're going to go over some of that today. You're going to ask you, what do you like to eat? ¿Qué te gusta a comer? Notice when you're talking about one thing that you like, you say me gusta without an N. When you're talking about more than one thing, you say me gustan. For example, I like carrots. Carrots is more than one thing. It's plural. So we say me gustan. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. And then you have here a qué hora, talking about the times at which you normally eat things, okay? So for example, I usually eat breakfast, or I normally eat breakfast at 7 a.m. or I normally eat lunch at 12:30 p.m. or I normally eat or usually eat dinner at 7 o'clock p.m. Okay, so we're talking about things that how we normally eat our meals, okay? And that's what this lesson is about today. And then finally, you're going to review the lesson from last week. Last week's lesson was talking about a qué sabe? What does it taste like? ¿Cómo sabe? How does it taste? ¿Es picante? ¿Spicy? ¿Delicioso? ¿Dulce? ¿Sweet? ¿Salado? ¿Salty? ¿Amargo? ¿Bitter? ¿Agrio? ¿Sour? So you're describing your foods as well. And the end product will be a video that you will need to turn in, that you will talk about. And I'm actually going to share with you what that might look like. So in this live class, you're kind of seeing my own video that I would create. Hola, by the way. So I'm going to give you an example of what this may look like. Okay, so listen very carefully. Escucha. En el desayuno, yo suelo comer harina de avena. Con miel. So, en el desayuno, yo suelo comer harina de avena con miel. Okay. En el almuerzo, yo suelo comer la sopa. En el almuerzo, yo suelo beber el té. En la cena, yo suelo comer espagueti. Y también fruta. All right, so I could say, la harina de avena me gusta mucho. La harina de avena es dulce. La sopa me gusta. La sopa es salado. Me gusta el espagueti. Espagueti es muy delicioso. All right, so that's just a quick glimpse into what you might do for your video. So let's go over. Any questions so far? ¿Hay preguntas?
Not that I know, no.
No hay? Okay, muy bien. If you think of any, that's fine. Just let me know. So notice I have props. I had examples of the food that I showed in the video. So you'll do the same thing. So it's like a single person role play. All right, so we're going to go over how to respond to the question, ¿Qué comes normalmente? What do you normally eat? ¿Qué comes normalmente? So let's go over to say for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. To say for breakfast, we say, en el desayuno.
En el desayuno.
Muy bien, en el desayuno. Try it again, en el desayuno.
En el desayuno.
Muy bien. En el desayuno, for breakfast. Por ejemplo, en el desayuno, yo suelo comer harina de avena, okay, con miel. En el desayuno. Next phrase. En el almuerzo.
And el, what's that word? Almuerzo?
Almuerzo.
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 Bien. En el almuerzo. Por ejemplo, en el almuerzo, yo como la sopa. All right. En la cena.
En la cena.
Otra vez. En la cena.
En la cena.
Muy bien. En la cena. En la cena means for dinner. Por ejemplo, en la cena, yo como... En la cena yo como espagueti. En la cena, en la cena. Notice, fíjate, que en el almuerzo, el masculine almuerzo, ends in an O, en el almuerzo. Notice also, in el desayuno. Is desayuno masculine or feminine? Is masculino o femenino el desayuno? Janaya?
Huh?
El desayuno es masculino o femenino?
Masculine.
Es masculino.
Masculino.
Sí. Es masculino.
El masculino.
Es masculino.
Es masculino.
Bien. Sí, es masculino. Desayuno es una palabra masculina, ¿ok? En el, así decimos el. El desayuno. Decimos el almuerzo. Okay. Almuerzo es una palabra femenina o masculina.
Es masculino.
Sí, es masculina. Muy bien. El almuerzo. Termina con o. O. Okay. Y la cena, notice. Fíjate en la. La cena. Ends in an a. Cena es una palabra masculina o femenina.
Es femenina.
Es femenina, muy bien. All right, vamos a practicar. ¿Cómo se dice, Janaya, for breakfast?
For breakfast, it would be en el desayuno.
En el desayuno.
Oh, desayuno.
No, es desayuno, es desayuno.
Desayuno.
Muy bien. En el desayuno.
En el desayuno.
Muy bien. Por ejemplo, desayuno, breakfast. Okay. Muy bien. ¿Cómo se dice for lunch en español?
En el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
Almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
Almuerzo, sí. ¿Cómo se dice for dinner en español?
En la cena.
En la cena.
Cena.
En la cena.
En la cena.
Muy bien, excelente. All right. Vamos a aprender cómo se dice, I usually eat. So, I was saying before, yo suelo comer, I usually eat, okay? We say, yo suelo, to say, I usually do something. Can you say that? Yo suelo.
Yo suelo.
Yo suelo.
Yo suelo.
Okay, to say, I usually eat, we say, yo suelo comer.
Yo suelo comer.
Sí. Por ejemplo, yo suelo comer harina de avena en el desayuno. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué sueles comer en el desayuno, Janaya?
Yo suelo comer... Like what I usually eat for breakfast?
Sí.
Yo suelo comer cereal.
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 It's just like cereal, except the E makes the E sound.
Cereal.
Muy bien.
Cereal. Yeah.
Muy bien. Okay, excelente. Y yo suelo comer la sopa en el almuerzo. ¿Qué sueles comer en el almuerzo, Atenaya?
I usually eat for lunch soup.
¿En español? ¿Qué sueles comer tú y tú también? ¿Qué sueles comer en el almuerzo?
Yo suelo comer el sandwich.
El sandwich.
Yes, el sandwich.
El sandwich.
El sandwich.
El sandwich.
El sandwich.
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 Muy bien, sandwich. Okay, muy bien. Y yo suelo comer el espagueti en el desayuno. Yo suelo comer el espagueti en la cena. ¿Y tú, Jenaya, qué sueles comer en la cena?
Yo suelo comer el pasta. En la cena.
Excelente, muy bien. Pasta es muy delicioso, muy sabroso. Muy bien, excelente. Now we're going to say, I usually drink. To say that, we say, yo suelo beber.
Yo suelo beber.
Muy bien. Antes teníamos comer. Comer. Comer es, ¿qué significa comer? ¿Qué quiere decir comer? Sí, ahora tenemos yo suelo beber. Beber. Muy bien. Ok. Así, ¿qué sueles beber en el desayuno? Yo suelo beber café o té. En el desayuno yo suelo beber té o café. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué sueles beber en el desayuno, Jenaya?
Yo suelo beber agua.
Muy bien. Agua es muy, muy saludable para la salud. Muy, muy bueno para la salud. Very good for the health. All right, muy bien. En el almuerzo, yo suelo beber agua. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué sueles beber en el desayuno? Okay, otra vez. En el almuerzo, I'm sorry, I said desayuno before. En el almuerzo, yo suelo beber agua. ¿Y tú qué sueles beber en el almuerzo?
Yo suelo beber juice.
Jugo.
Jugo.
¿Sigue? Hola, Jalen.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm sorry, okay. I'm late.
It's okay. En el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
Muy bien. Jalen, so we are learning how to talk about foods that we normally eat in Espanol. So we have to say for breakfast, en el desayuno. Let me hear you say that.
El desayuno.
En el desayuno.
En el desayuno.
We have en el almuerzo.
En el almuerzo.
Muy bien. En la cena.
En la cena.
Sí. Okay. Desayuno empieza con el desayuno. El almuerzo empieza con el almuerzo, porque son masculinos. Okay. La cena empieza con la, porque es femenina. Okay. En el desayuno, en el almuerzo, en la cena. To say, I usually eat. So for example, I usually eat oatmeal in the mornings or for breakfast. Yo suelo comer harina de avena en el desayuno. So the phrase, Jalen, we say, Yo suelo comer. I usually eat. Can you say that? Yo suelo comer.
Yo suelo comer.
Muy bien. To say I usually drink, we say yo suelo beber.
Yo suelo beber.
Muy bien. Jalen, ¿qué sueles comer en el desayuno?
Yo suelo algo.
¿Qué sueles comer en el desayuno? ¿Qué sueles comer en el desayuno?
Yo suelo comer. I don't know.
Okay, what am I asking you?
What do I usually eat?
For what? Desayuno.
This.
Okay. Entonces, ¿qué sueles comer en el desayuno? Yo suelo comer.
Suelo comer. Sandwich.
¿Un sándwich en el desayuno for breakfast?
Sí.
Okay, muy bien. All right. Excelente. All right, so yo suelo comer, I usually eat. Yo suelo beber, I usually drink. So let's practicar. Vamos a practicar ahora. Jalen, ¿cómo se dice for breakfast? I usually eat harina de avena. So harina de avena is just this here.
Oatmeal.
Okay, so you will say, you will use that phrase, harina. So, ¿cómo se dice for breakfast? I usually eat oatmeal in español, Jalen.
In suelo.
For breakfast. ¿Cómo se dice for breakfast? There it is.
Desayuno.
It's on there.
Desayuno.
Yo suelo. Say it again. Start again.
En el desayuno. Yo suelo comer harina de avena.
Harina de avena. Muy bien. Janaya, ¿cómo se dice for lunch? I usually eat pizza.
En el almanza, yo
salgo. Almuerzo.
En el almuerzo, yo solo. El pizza.
You forgot the verb. Yo suelo what?
Oh, yo suelo comer.
La pizza. En el almuerzo, yo suelo comer la pizza.
En el almuerzo, yo suelo comer la pizza.
Muy bien. All right, or comer pizza. Go ahead, Jalen. For dinner, I usually eat spaghetti.
In la cena, yo suelo.
La cena. The E makes the E sound, not E. En la cena.
In la cena, yo suelo comer spaghetti.
Espagueti. Good. Otra vez. En la cena, yo suelo comer espagueti.
Yo suelo.
Beginning, from the beginning. En la cena,
yo suelo comer espagueti.
Muy bien. Janaya, for breakfast, I usually drink juice.
En el desayuno, yo salud
Okay, stop. When it comes to pronunciation, Spanish is a logic language. What you see is what you say. Okay, if I see a U, I'm going to, for suelo. If I see a U, I'm going to say U. If I see an E, I'm going to say E. So that's suelo. Okay, desayuno. Don't forget the Y. Okay, I know it's easy to try to, you know, because you say, you think in your mind, I don't know Spanish. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to say whatever. But take your time and pronounce every single letter. Take your time. It's okay. If you have to sound it out, it's fine. In Spanish, what you see is what you say. There are very few silent letters. Okay, let's try again.
Okay.
For breakfast, I usually drink juice.
En el desayuno, yo salud.
No.
Beber.
What is that word? That's not salud.
Oh. Suelo.
Take your time. Pronounce every single letter in vowel.
Yo salud.
Okay, what's the word we've been working on this whole time? Yo what?
Yo suelo.
No, we haven't been saying that. Yo suelo.
Oh, yo suelo.
Good.
En el desayuno, yo suelo beber juego.
Jugo. All right. And then go ahead, Jalen.
In la cena.
No, for lunch. I usually drink milk. It's actually up there.
In el almuerzo, yo suelo beber leche.
Muy bien. And Janaya, for dinner, I usually drink water.
En la cena.
It's not cena. The E in Spanish makes the what sound?
Eh.
Good. So we don't say cena, we say cena.
Okay. En la cena. Wait. En la cena. Yo.
Suelo. Look at that use. S-U-E-L-O. Suelo.
Suelo beber agua.
Muy bien. Good job. All right. So you guys, make sure you go. Kira, I know your class hasn't started just yet, but you're more than welcome to just stay for the next 2 minutes. So we're going to stop here, and that's actually all we have to do. But I just want to remind you that we have, we have an assignment that for this week, and the end product of the assignment, Jalen, I did it at the very beginning where, and Janaya saw it, but you're going to have an end product, which is a video of yourself speaking Spanish, talking about foods that you usually eat, for example, yo comer con miel en el desayuno. So you're going to talk about what you usually eat for desayuno, for almuerzo, and also for la cena. You're going to talk about how you like the foods, me gusta mucho. And then you will also talk about the taste. For example, harina de avena con miel es muy dulce. What is dulce?
Tasty? Wait, no.
Guys, study your Quizlet cards. What is dulce? Sweet. So harina de avena con miel. Miel is honey. Es muy dulce. Okay, me gusta mucho. So I'm talking about the foods that I usually eat and I'm describing them. Make sure you pay attention to the rubric. So that before that you're also going to talk about the time. I forgot to tell you. We're going to talk about the time at which you do them. So for example, a las 7 de la mañana. Okay, a las 7 de la mañana, because we did study this last year, but there's a review here. There's even a video that you can go on and look. A las 7 de la mañana, yo suelo comer harina de avena en el desayuno. Okay, I'm saying what time, I'm saying the fact that I like it, and I'm talking about what it tastes like. Okay, go ahead and get started. You can, if you have time today, go ahead and get started on this. Even though it's due the week after spring break, it says due the third, it's due the week after spring break. I've given an extension, but go ahead and get started so that what you learned today will be applied. All right, so we're gonna end it now. Muy bien, Janaya, muy bien, Jalen, hola, Kira. And now it's Mr. Schneider's class's turn. Adios, Jalen. Adios, Janaya. Que tengan buen día. Have a great day. Email me if you have any questions. Si tienes preguntas.
Okay.
Okay, adios.
Adios.
Oh, before you leave, I'm going to put this in the comments for y'all to see. I'm going to put the PowerPoint. Better yet, I'm going to tell you guys about something that I did yesterday that will help you. You guys, we have a new way of getting our work. Jalen, how do you usually get your work? You go to Google Classrooms, or do you do another?
I use Google Classrooms and the Gmail mostly.
Okay. Janaya, what about you? How do you usually get your work?
I usually get my work by looking at my email.
Okay, so by email? Okay. Now here's a better way. You guys may need to write this down. DPA Middle Spanish 1. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
DPA Middle Spanish 1 dot educatorpages.com. Okay, we had this website earlier this year, okay, in the very beginning of the semester. Do you remember that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Very few people actually used it, I guess, but we had it the very first week. I told you about it. And anyway, dpamiddlespanish1.educatorpages.com. You will go there, and there is a part that says Virtual Learning 2020. Okay, click on that, and that's going to give you all of your work every week. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Kira?
Yes.
Okay. Ali's class, you're done. Adios. Kira, I may have to reboot the router. So it's going to probably come back on within the next 10 minutes. That's going to cut our class a little bit short. So come back in the next 5 to 10. Try in the next 5 minutes. Try to come back at 11:10, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Adios.
Adios.